Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, Brexit means Brexit, but what does Brexit means Brexit actually mean? 2.5 months ago, Britain voted to leave the European Union. But 2.5 months on, Britain remains in the European Union, and it could be several years until the nation finally leaves. So why is it taking so long?
What if British people vote to leave? That's what we should do.
On the 28th of June, you will activate it at the European Council.
That's what we have to do. What would happen next?
David Cameron, when he was still Prime Minister, had said that in the event of a leave vote, he would immediately trigger Article 50, the device by which a nation signals its intention to leave the EU. But when the result came through, the only thing Cameron triggered was his own departure.
But the British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction.
His successor, Theresa May, has shied away from immediately pushing the button on Article 50, preferring to approach the matter with caution. Why? Well, that's because despite the vote, no one really knows what leaving the European Union means. There was no Leave manifesto. Even the promises the Leavers made during the campaign were, according to Ian Duncan Smith, simply a series of possibilities. Obviously, he mentioned this after the vote, not during the campaign, when he was doing interviews on a bus with Let's Spend £350 million a Week on the NHS, emblazoned in massive letters along the side.
But the point that everybody should bear in mind is that money which goes to the European Union, that comes back, that money now is able to be spent on a priority like the NHS.
Theresa May, who was Eurosceptic but backed Remain, has taken to saying Brexit means Brexit. Which is all very well, but since no one knows what Brexit itself means, it's a bit of a nonsensical slogan.
Brexit means Brexit, and we're going to make a success of it. Well, I couldn't be clearer. Brexit means Brexit.
We must continue to be very clear that Brexit means Brexit.
Well, the reason I've been saying Brexit means Brexit is precisely because it does. And
Brexit means Brexit.
Still, at least she has a team of ministers who campaigned for Brexit in key positions, ready to take a lead. Actually, this is a bit of a problem too. It turns out that Boris Johnson, the Foreign Secretary, Liam Fox, the International Trade Secretary, and David Davis, the Brexit Secretary, have all struggled to explain what Brexit means Brexit actually means too. Fox has insisted that allies of Britain simply can't wait to strike trade deals, citing Australia as one of the keenest. Yet when the Australian Trade Minister turned up in London this week, he poured cold water on the idea that a deal could be struck any time soon. Negotiations wouldn't even begin for 2.5 years, he said. The biggest tension is whether Britain remains in the single market. Membership requires accepting freedom of movement. You can't have one without the other. David Davis this week at least accepted that staying inside the single market was, in his words, improbable, as ending freedom of movement was more important. But then May slapped him down, saying Britain would be ambitious and try to have both. When the Prime Minister and her personally picked Brexit Secretary can't agree on what Brexit means Brexit means, then it's perhaps no surprise that this farce won't end anytime soon.
Our instructions from the British people are clear. Britain is leaving the European Union.
Britain really will leave the European Union. There won't be a second referendum. But it's not going to happen just yet, and what it eventually looks like, well, no one really knows. But just remember,
Brexit means Brexit.
That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.